In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today in 100.7 WHUD, the Levins. Hello, Levins.
Yay!
How are you?
Where do the Levins live in?
We are living in Valley Cottage in New York, just near Nyack, a little too close to the Rockland Bakery.
That's why you're putting on a few pounds, right?
Right, yeah.
Trying not to.
Did you meet in Rockland County, or did you meet somewhere else?
No, we actually met in Berkeley, California at the Freight and Salvage. We were both members of a songwriting association, and we were having, it was a competition, but we were the ones that won.
Excellent.
Not because we won that night, but because we met each other.
Yeah.
I see, okay. Well, how did you get from California to New York, the two of you?
That's a good question. Well, I started in Iowa. We wanted to do this full-time together. I was touring with a women's a cappella quartet. He was touring with a slam swing vaudevillian rock band.
Jeez.
And we've been married for 15 years. So about, 7 years into this, we were like, well, we got to do this together. It's just a lot more fun. So.
And we decided that we sounded better together.
Yeah.
You're unusual in Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight terms in that you've won awards in children's music and interactive programming. You got a whole thing going on.
You know, we do. We have a big theatrical background. We have an educational background. We have a jazz background, a hard rock background. So
what we play is called harmony-driven music, and the through line is really just connecting our common humanity.
Yeah, I think all of our everything that we've chosen really lines up to that theme. So it allows us to
generate some hope.
Yeah.
And there's kind of an interfaith sensibility I'm noticing in your stuff.
I think that's fair. We come from very different backgrounds, and so we needed to find a place to meet. And I think that it was important for both of us to be aware that inclusiveness was much more important than standing our ground in any one place. So
we go into we're like a musical bridge between communities. We like to just basically validate where people are at and see the truth in that, and also just celebrate life itself so that everybody's included.
Wow, so the ideas and the energy just keeps coming, right?
It does. It's hard to pick.
And we're actually working on a new album. We're doing an Indiegogo campaign as we speak for our new album, which will be called Caravan of Dawn.
And we think it's kind of a combination of both our Trust album and the Hafez album. It's a nice blend of both sounds.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, 100.7 WHUD, the Levins. Julia, tell me this. What does Ira bring to the table musically or otherwise that you do not?
Wow.
And
wow.
Ira, by the way, you're going to get the same question, so be thinking about that.
You know, we're very fortunate. He brings a lot of great lyrical drive. He's very, very theatrically oriented, and he's very well-read in many different fields. So he can pull in things that I would never think of.
Well, Ira, now that we've inflated your ego, it's your chance to inflate Julia's. What does Julia bring to that you don't?
She's got a beautiful, wonderful musical mind, and she has an incredible ear for harmonies. Her perspective on things, a lot of times I'll bring in something very esoteric, and she'll say, okay, now how can we make this inclusive so people can understand and enjoy it and feel welcomed by it? I was more of a Jethro Tull, Frank Zappa man, and, Broadway,
right.
And she came from more of the Marianne McPartland school. So we kind of meet in that middle. It's really the synthesis of what we have together between us that makes the Levins music come alive.
Well, Marianne McPartland versus Jethro Tull. I'm surprised you got together to begin with.
It is
amazing.
Wow.
I think it all finds itself in the song Trust that we're going to play. Tell me a little bit about Trust, how it got started, how it was written.
Oh, that's a funny story, actually. You know, we had a lovely introduction to different communities out here. As soon as we moved out here, the East Coast is amazing for supporting independent artists. And I think that we had, shows that came up as soon as we came out here, and we had one that didn't go as well as we wanted it to. And we had a moment where it was like,
should we go back to California?
Yeah. And right before we left that cafe that day, there was a magnet on the register that was the quote from there from Eleanor.
It said, do something that scares you every day.
And wow. So we figured we just had.
And we would keep going. And
yeah.
And when we were driving across the country, we said, well, we need kind of a train song because we're driving and moving. And it's all about moving to, change the state that you're in. So we were in a low spot. We said, you know, let's keep going. And we've been playing music full time out here for 6 years.
Well, that's what makes you artists. You know, a lot of people see magnets and a lot of people see cash registers, but you turned it into a song.
Right on.
What kind of gigs? You got an eclectic mix of shows coming up. Tell me where coming
up.
We do,
but the one we're going to tell you about is at the Turning Point. This Sunday, we're going to be playing with the Lords of Liechtenstein. That's going to be a real good double bill, 468 Piermont Avenue in Piermont,
okay,
at 4 o'clock.
And your website, The Levins?
TheLevinsMusic.com.
That's
TheLevins.
Thanks for spelling it out for us.
Hey, and happy, wonderful season to you.
The Levins in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Here is the song Trust at 100.7 WHUD.